Well, the descriptions of all the ones involving brain are not too far off. It's commonly known as a brain ascidian, which is a type of sea squirt. People may be familiar with the cungivore, which is probably the commonest sea squirt we get and it can be found in the intertidal area. It's a type of, invertebrate, although it's actually on the transition between an invertebrate into the sort of vertebrate group. So it's actually more closely related to us than a lot of people would believe.
So, but that's not what it would normally look like, is it? That sort of light pink sort of.
No, normally it would be. It is. The photo is starting to show signs of decay on the beach, having been beach washed. But when they're alive, they can have a whole range of colours, often in the red, orange, yellow, blue, white. And these types of animals, they live on rocky reefs. And off the 90 Mile Beach, at McGorran's Beach there where it's found, there are a number of small reefs which these ascidians are just part of the reef fauna, which includes sponges and bryozoans and all sorts of other things.
Well, in the photo you can actually see bits of sponge, I think dried up sponge around it as well too. So obviously there'd been some sort of storm that's washed it up?
That's right. Often after big storms, a lot of these sorts of animals get ripped off the reefs and washed up on the beaches, and that's why beach combing is can be a really enjoyable pastime, just finding out what's being washed up. It's a great way to find some of these animals, which unless you're a scuba diver or have access to high-tech remote underwater sort of cameras and things, you can't actually see these. These animals you won't find in rock pools. You do have to actually get your head underwater into the subtidal environment to find them. They live from about 5 metres down to 50 metres and on shaded rock walls and the crevices and places underhangs on the rocky reefs.
So why are they called sea squirts?
They get that part of their common name from the larger ones, and there's a whole range of these sorts of animals. Some of them very, very small. Some of them are quite big, up to like 30 centimetres in length. Some grow and live as an individual, and some, like the brain ascidian, actually live as a colony. So the brain ascidian one is a colonial animal, and if people find one on the beach and have a close look, you'll, especially if it's fresh, you'll see tiny little holes all through it, and that represents all the sort of individual little animals all living together. It's one great big colony. They're all interconnected. They share resources. And they basically feed by pumping water in through one set of holes, and inside the animal is this basket which they filter out all their food, all the planktonic life, small sort of microalgae, planktonic animals that are floating around in the water column, filter out that food, and then the cleaned water they pump out again out through another hole in the body wall. And the larger animals, especially the cungivore, which you can find actually on the intertidal rock platforms, when they're exposed at low tide, even just if you sort of sit and watch them, you'll just see these squirts of water come out at random moments as the animal contracts muscles and does whatever it does, and out squirts these jets of water, hence the name sea squirts.
Mm. So now with anything that's washed up on the beach like that, should you just leave it there? Or, I mean, can you...
Yes, leave it there, because these things coming onto the beach actually providing a lot of energy or a lot of nutrients, food for the beach animals. And the 90 Mile Beach is actually an amazing place. When we go there and walk on the beach, we largely just see a lot of sand. And if you go off the beach and look underwater, you'll just see a lot of sand with some of these low reefs. So not a lot that really grabs our attention, but actually the 90 Mile Beach has some of the highest diversity of marine life anywhere in the world. And it even rivals Great Barrier Reef for marine diversity, which is one reason why we have the 90 Mile Beach Marine National Park located very near McGorran's Beach, between McGorran's Beach and Sea Spray, to help protect a lot of this diversity. Mm. And these beach wash animals coming onto the beach, if you actually watch them, they disappear very, very quickly, being pulled down into the sand by a lot of beach animals that live buried in the sand and come up underneath and eat away at these animals or the beach wash debris and pull it down into the sand.
I was joking about zombies before, but that sounds like zombie behaviour.
Right. Well, I was looking at a lot of the posts on Facebook and thinking, well, they're actually not too far wrong about some of the descriptions.
That's fantastic.
Pretty good.
Now, one of the great things about having the beaches here is that during the summer you have, and other times of the year, I imagine, you have different programs, and one of the things you can do over summer is do a bit of a beach walk with an expert.
That's right. The DSC Coast Care Victoria Summer by the Sea program runs through January, and it's coming up again this January from the 1st to 22nd of January. Parks Victoria is involved in that program in the South Gippsland area, and we contribute by providing a range of activities relating to our marine environment. And one of the walks that will be happening at Sea Spray in the 90 Mile Beach Marine National Park is a beachcombing walk. And actually, I must say that this has given me the sort of the title for that beachcombing walk to put in the advertising. Now I'm looking at going with brain acidians and dead man's fingers, which is another type of marine critter you can find washed up on the beach. And just again, people often don't know what these things are, and a good way to find out is actually come along on a beachcombing walk. And it will depend on the day of what's washed up on the beach, but along the 90 mile beach, it's very hard not to find anything of interest.
Well, that will certainly get the kids in at least anyway. Jonathan, thank you very much for being our detective today.
Not a worry. Thanks very much,
Joe. That's Jonathan Stevenson there. He's a ranger with marine programs with the South Gippsland Marine and Coastal Unit, Parks Victoria, solving our mystery. Thank you very much.